Every day is a new life. In the quiet village of Sundarpur, nestled between a lush green forest and a glimmering lake, lived an old man named Daya. He wasn't rich, nor was he famous, but people said he was the wisest man in the entire district. Children called him Grandpa Daya, and grown-ups came to him for advice whenever life felt confusing. Yet what made Daya special wasn't just his age or words. It was his secret, a secret he shared only once a year. On the first morning of spring, when he invited anyone who wished to join him on a morning walk. One such spring morning, the village square buzzed with excitement. Children tugged at their parents' hands, eager to walk with Grandpa Daya. Among them was a curious boy named Arjun. His shoes were dusty and his shirt had a little ink stain, but his eyes were wide with wonder. Arjun had a question he had been holding in his heart for weeks. Why do I feel like I am stuck in the same day again and again? His parents had recently moved to Sundarpur after the closure of their shop in the city. Arjun missed his friends, his old school, and the ice cream shop on the corner where the shopkeeper gave him free sprinkles. Every day here felt the same, quiet, slow, and frankly, a little too boring. As the sun peaked over the horizon, Grandpa Daya appeared in his faded white kurta, holding his wooden walking stick. A small smile danced on his face, as if he knew the world's oldest joke, but was saving it for just the right moment. "Are we all ready?" he asked. The group nodded, and off they went, winding through the village paths. As they walked past the mango orchards, Arjun finally asked, "Grandpa Daya, may I ask you something?" "Of course, my boy," Daya replied, leaning slightly on his stick. "Do you ever get bored? I mean, every day seems the same to me. Wake up, eat, study, sleep. I feel like I am living the same day again and again." Daya stopped walking. The group paused with him. The birds chirped, the wind rustled, and the village dogs barked far in the distance. "My dear Arjun," Daya said, looking at him gently, "you've just spoken the words that many adults feel too, but forget to ask. Let me tell you something my teacher told me long ago. Every day is a new life to a wise man," Grandpa Daya said. The children blinked. A girl whispered, "Does that mean Grandpa Daya is born again every morning?" The group giggled, but Daya chuckled too. "In a way, yes," he said. "Let me tell you a story." Grandpa Daya started to say the story. "Once upon a time, in a kingdom not too far from here, lived a little girl named Anya. She was clever, kind, and curious. But Anya had one big problem. She was always chasing something. If it was Monday, she couldn't wait for the Saturday. If it was summer, she longed for winter. If it was night, she just wanted morning to come. She never quite enjoyed now. One night, while lying in the bed and sighing loudly about how boring the day had been, a glowing moth flew through her window. The moth circled her 3 times and then landed on her nose. Before she could swat it away, it whispered, "Tomorrow your wish shall come true." And poof, the moth disappeared. Anya woke up the next day to find everything strange. The birds chirped a different tune. The food tasted brighter, and even the colors outside her window seemed more vibrant. "Maybe I'm dreaming," she thought. But day after day, the magic continued. Every morning, when she woke up, it felt like the world had reset. New clouds, new dreams, new smells. Even the same old mango tree had a slightly different lean. Soon, she realized something even more magical. The world hadn't changed. She had. She had started to notice things. The way the sun filtered through her curtains. The smell of rain before it could even fall. The way her grandmother's tea always had one sugar crystal left at the bottom. Her days stopped feeling like copies of each other. Even if she did the same things, feeding the ducks, sweeping the floor, reading her books, they felt different. Why? Because she had started living each day as if it were brand new. She had learned the puzzle of time. And so, every night, before she slept, she whispered, "Today was a full life. Let's begin again tomorrow." The children listened quietly, and Arjun's eyebrows were slightly raised. But Grandpa Daya, he said, "Isn't that just pretending every day is special?" Daya smiled. "Ah, but tell me this. If you choose to see a flower as beautiful, does that make it less so? If you taste your food slowly and smile Does the joy become pretend? Arjun looked down at his feet. I guess not, he replied. Every morning, Daya said, when I wake up, I say to myself, Daya, welcome to your new life. And then I look at everything as if I'm seeing it for the first time. The clouds, the people, even my own reflection. And believe me, it never gets boring, Daya said once again. The group continued walking and Daya added with a wink, besides, the day you think you've seen everything is the day you stop really living. That night, as the village grew quiet and stars dotted the sky, Arjun did something he had never done before. He sat by the window, watching the moonlight dance on the leaves. He smiled, not because something special had happened, but because he had noticed something special in something ordinary. He whispered to himself, today was a good life. And the next morning, when the rooster crowed and the sun peeked in, Arjun whispered, hello, new life. And just like that, life in Sundarpur didn't feel boring anymore. By this story, we learn a wise person doesn't wait for a new life to begin next year, next month, or even tomorrow. They begin again every day with fresh eyes, an open heart, and a mind ready to notice what others miss. So, the next time you wake up, pause for a second, take a breath, and remind yourself, today is my new life. Let's live it well.